piano chord crash, and I'm not going to tell you because it's very brief, but it knocked me off my seat the first time I heard it. So I hope you enjoyed it as much as I have, and we guarantee you enjoy the show.
Well, Fixing a Hole, The Beatles, WVT.
This
Yeah, try and make it. Right.
Thank you.
Well, the fun of technical trouble, having a little trouble with our last
special version of A Day in the Life with the alternate ending. I'll be so disappointed if that was the main reason for doing the show, was to play that one version because I was so interested in it when I heard it.
Well, I'm hoping it's going to work on another CD player. So
we're going to see. Although while we wait, we couldn't do a Sergeant Pepper show without doing Joe Cocker's version of. Or did it cue?
It did cue, but let's do it anyway. We're here. Let's see what cut on the Joe Cocker.
It's number two.
Well, as always, it's fantastic to have you in the studio, Fred. So, what do you think? Future shows, what's coming up, anything coming up in the Beatle world?
Well, this is the big project. Paul's going to be hitting his tour into America, and Ringo with his all-star band that he's stuck with for the last 5 or 6 years finally got a group that he's really comfortable with. They're playing in Norfolk about November the 12th, I think, in the convention center or something like that, so that's something to look forward to. And we were just jokingly referring to the prefabricated for the Ruddles.
Right.
I haven't heard very much of anything on UVT by the Ruddles. That doesn't mean no one's played it. May just come in on a slow Saturday and play a block of Ruddles songs because they're very creative in what they did. In fact, one of the songs they did on this original CD was on a bootleg in the 70s saying it was an unreleased Lennon song. It was so close.
Oh, wow.
Sounding to John. So, but that was before people knew what they were doing.
Well, and the Beatles, I know at least George Harrison had a close relationship with...
Oh, Harrison, it was the Ruddles movie, All You Need Is Cash, was a TV movie, Mindset of Python, Eric Idle.
Right.
So, and during that movie, all but Chevy Chase was in that TV movie of the original Saturday Night Live group, minus Chase.
Right.
We have a funny story. One of these days I'm going to tell that meeting him out in Los Angeles at a McCartney show.
Oh.
But we don't have time for it now. He blew me off when I just mentioned to him, hey, great show, huh, Chevy? And he looked at me, what are you talking to me, peon?
Well, I think the mighty sometimes fall, and in that case, the mighty
have fallen.
Well, I was about
to say back to him, you know, Christmas Vacation really sucks, too, you know, because they'd just come out at that time, and I hadn't seen it, but it was a great movie, so I would have been inaccurate. I say, Randy Quaid made that movie, buddy.
Well, hey, how about some Joe Cocker? Let's see.
That's number two.
And number two, you got it. And then we'll be playing our final cut.
A Day in the Life with the alternate ending.
Right.
I'm not going to say it's going to shock you, but if you're used to listening to that song, you expect to hear the C chord that Ringo, Paul, and George Martin played all at once in sync. It ain't that.
Oh, well, okay, we're so looking forward to it,
hope
man.
You've enjoyed the show, as I said in the song.
To sing out of key, yeah. Oh, baby, how do you
know?
All I need is my brother.
I
say I'm gonna get high.
Worry you to be alone.
No, no.
Look, having read the book. woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs and drank a cup, and looking up, I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat, made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke, and somebody spoke and I went into a dream.
Jimmy Grant. I got a hammer and some nails, let's go build a rocket. I got a hammer and some nails, let's go build a rocket. And some old used lumber, we could build a rocket. A homemade rocket to the moon. We got an old broken blender, we could use the parts. And an old toaster oven, we could use the parts. There's an old hair dryer, I even think it works for a homemade rocket to the moon. There's a place down by the barn, by the cows and the chickens. A place down by the barn, by the cows and the chickens. We could clear out some weeds and we could build a rocket. A homemade rocket to the moon. There's some paint in the shed, we can make it look classy. Some paint in the shed, we could paint it up classy. It'll be the same color as the bathroom, but it'll look classy. Our homemade rocket to the moon. Better brace yourself for countdown. Turn on the thrusters, brace yourself for countdown. Turn on the thrusters. Better put on your seatbelt, you better get ready. In our homemade rocket to the moon. Better strap things down, there ain't no gravity. Better send back a message so no one gets worried. From our homemade rocket to the moon. We're coming up on the moon. Better brace yourself for landing. We're coming up on the moon. You better brace yourself for a landing. Turn on the landing gear. We're gonna land in our homemade rocket on the moon. Sure is quiet way up here. It sure is quiet way up here. You can almost hear yourself think way up here with our homemade rocket on the moon. Let's eat a sandwich, pull out our bedroll, the one mama made us, and pull out a bedroll. Go pee-pee in a can and crawl in our bedroll. Our homemade rocket on the moon. We could lay here forever in our homemade rocket. Just you and me in our homemade rocket. We could dream a dream in our homemade rocket. Our homemade rocket on the moon.
Rubber ducky? Oh, bueno, bueno, rubber ducky.
Hey, Ernie, what are you doing?
Oh, hi, Bert. I was just practicing my Spanish, talking to rubber ducky.
Ernie, that is silly. If you want to practice your Spanish, why don't you practice with Maria or Luis or somebody who really knows how to speak Spanish? Not that duck.
Well, for your information, Bert, Rubber Ducky just happens to speak Spanish almost as well as he speaks English. Listen to this. Go ahead, Rubber Ducky. There, he said, hola, Bert, ¿qué tal? That means, hi, Bert, how are you?
I don't believe this.
Well, it's true. As a matter of fact, Rubber Ducky even taught me how to sing his favorite song in Spanish. Just listen to this.
Oh, Rubber Ducky, gozando en el baño nosotros dos. Rubber Ducky, tú eres mi amigo. Bodorio, Rubber Ducky, pupilo. Cuando te abrazo, me dices hello. Rubber Ducky, tú eres mi amigo. Y cuando yo voy a darme un baño, encuentro un patito tan amarillo en el baño. Rubber Ducky, Rubber Ducky, mío por suerte, yo me alegro de tenerte. Rubber Ducky, tú eres mi amigo. Rubber Ducky, en el baño contigo. Rubber Ducky, tú eres mi amigo.
Well, here we are in the tubby, Rubber Ducky. How would you like me to wash your little head? Oh, you would? How do you say little head in Spanish? Cabecita. Oh, that's great, Rubber Ducky.
Y cuando yo voy a darme un baño, encuentro un patito tan amarillo en el baño. Rubber Ducky, Rubber Ducky, mío por suerte, yo me alegro de tenerte. Rubber Ducky, tú eres mi amigo. Rubber Ducky, en el baño contigo. Rubber Ducky, tú eres mi amigo.
Oh, Rubber Ducky, that was formidable.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Barbie, want to go for a ride?
Yeah, what's up? Like, what's that?
That's the new WOOV.
Oh, it's huge.
Satan's Jimmy.
What does it do?
All sorts of things. It's a new magazine from WUVT featuring music and movies,
ooh,
show reviews,
yeah.
Creative writing, editorials, and many more sorts of ways to please you.
Oh, Ken. When'd you get it?
Well, we've been writing while you sleep.
That's like a long time.
So many times.
So you should look at wuvt.vt.edu, click on WOO, and read the article.
You bet your bosom.
Okay.
So the WOO, yeah, it's up. You should look at it. Check it out. It's on our website, www.wuvt.vt.edu. Click on WOOV, you can't miss it. Maybe listen to music while you read it. Interesting.
Yeah!
Greetings, I am the Count. And if you could see me now as well as hear me, you would notice that I am dressed in a marvelous South American party costume. Perhaps you wonder why I am dressed this way. Well, I will tell you. My bat, Tito, the world's finest timbali playing bat,
thank you,
has just returned from a visit to his beloved homeland, Tierra del Fuego. And he has brought with him the latest craze that is sweeping that faraway South American island. Everybody there is doing it, and now we are doing it here too. It's called Counting Backward in Spanish. Hit it, muchachos.
Counting backwards in Spanish, it's the latest craze. Counting backwards in Spanish, that's how I spend my days.
in Spanish. It's the thing to do. Counting backwards in Spanish. And you can do it too. Take it, Tito! It's really very simple. You start at 10.
Start at 10.
9, 8, 7. And then comes 6.
Then comes 6.
Next is 5. Then 4 and 3.
4 and 3.
2 and 1. Yes, yes.
Siete, seis, cinco, cuatro, tres, dos, and una.
You think you can do it? Hey, what do you know? Just begin with yes and end with uno.
Counting backwards in Spanish,
it's really bueno.
Counting backwards in Spanish,
it's hot as a volcano.
Counting backwards in Spanish,
it's never a bore.
So count backwards in Spanish,
por favor.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Otra vez.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Formidable.
Okay, is everybody ready to sing the People in Your Neighborhood song?
Yes, Bobby. Y mira, Luis and I are going to sing our part in Spanish.
Okay, Maria. Bob and I will sing ours in English.
Good idea.
Well, if everybody's ready, vamos.
Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood.
De tu barrio. Dime quién es la gente de tu barrio. Ándale, ahora vamos a cantar del cartero.
Who's that?
That's the postman.
El cartero es quien las cartas trae. No le importa si nieve hay. Y le gusta trabajar así.
En su bolsa una carta para ti.
Órale.
Oh, the postman is a person in your neighborhood.
Es muy valiente, si lo sé. En su troca roja se le ve. Si hay un fuego, el momento llegará.
Y muy rápido lo apagará.
Chévere.
Oh, the fireman is a person in your neighborhood. In your neighborhood. In your neighborhood. And the postman is a person in your neighborhood. They're the people that you meet.
Es la gente que se ve. Es la gente que conoce.
Troubles go. Just keep on singing all day long. Hi-ho,
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 hi-ho. For if you're feeling low, you positively can't go wrong with hi-ho,
hi-ho,
hi-ho, It's home from work we go, yes. I hope, I hope, I hope,
I hope,
all seven in a row. With a high, I hope.
You see them on every corner, lurking, waiting to take your money for unhealthy products that can ruin your life and put you in the hospital. Fast food restaurants are everywhere. You name them, they're selling products that can make you fat and unhealthy, products that are killing the environment and causing animal suffering on an unimaginable level. Fight it. Do yourself a favor. Try vegan. You deserve it. Our planet deserves it. The animals sure do. Vegan. Well, that's good karma. I'm Russell Simmons for PETA.
Step out to the left, and then you step out to the right, and then you jump, jump, jump. Step out to the left, and then you step out to the right, and then you jump, jump, jump. Step out to the left, and then you step out to the right, and then you jump, jump, jump. Let's go!
on, child, it is not quite day, for the moon has still to set. Oh, the lark, she will cry and bring down the morning to where you lie. But the lark is not risen yet. But the lark is not risen yet. Sleep on, child, while the birds rest on, and the cow, she sleeps in her stall. All the meadows stand gray in this dew-down moment before the day, and waits for the lark to call, and waits for the lark to on, child, while the fields are still, they wait for your father's hand. But he will not go, and the sun will not shine, and the cock will not crow, till the lark cries over. On, child, and heed no sound, though your father may rise in the dark. With his boots in his hand, goes drowsily down by the doorway to stand, waiting for the lark.
Hi, this is Ed from Lake Trout. You're listening to 90.7 WUVT Blacksburg.
Knows that a baby cries when he doesn't get his way. Yesterday I thought I would be wise, and I still wanted to play. When mama said it's time to go to bed, time to put the toys away, I didn't go to bed, I cried instead. I thought that I would get my way. Big boys and girls, well, they don't cry when things don't go their way. They put away the toys and they don't.
don't ask why. And tomorrow they get to play. They don't cry like a baby.
Something about her, and you don't know why, but you're dying to try. You wanna kiss the girl. Yes, you want her. Look at her, you know you do. Possible she wants you to. There is one way to ask her. It don't take a word, not a single word. Go on and kiss the girl. Sing with me now. Sha la 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 la, by oh my, look like a boy too shy. Ain't gonna kiss the girl. Sha la 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 la, ain't that sad, ain't it a shame? Too bad, he gonna miss.